Welcome to the Tech Savvy Professor Podcast. Two faculty who love tech and love making it part of their work. I'm Marty Gentius from Kent State University.
And I'm Eric Perry from Southern New Hampshire University.
So last show we talked about talking about calendars, and I went back and realized we talked about calendars last fall. But the really thing that I was trying to convey when I was saying let's talk about calendars was, how do you organize your work? I mean, how do you manage work when it comes in? Where does it go? How do you know what to do, what, when, and how do you get it done? So more of a kind of discussion around workflow. It will most likely involve calendars at some point. So I started to think in terms of what's my typical workflow.
Yeah.
And as an academic, I get most of my work directives via email. It's another colleague who wants something. It's a school chair who wants something. It's a dean who wants something. It's another association that I'm part of that wants something. And so that sort of is where it comes for me. Is that your case, Eric?
Yeah, I kind of have two buckets for this. I think my regular workload, which would be like my course related stuff, and then everything else, you know, which comes from committees or comes from, you know, writing projects or those types of things. And, you know, I need to organize both. And I think having a process has been really helpful, particularly when I get really, really busy. And then scheduling around things like vacations and, you know, days off and holidays to make sure I have time to get the tasks done. So I actually started working on a little bit of an estimating kind of system that tells me how long it should take me to do things to help make sure that I have enough time to get things done. So that's been an interesting kind of project too.
Yeah, I kind of run it day by day. Email, you know, I've got projects. I know I'm teaching on Wednesday night, so I know I need to get that work done in preparation for the teaching. Thursday, I'm teaching again. I know I needed to get that work done. Actually, that work generally happens for me on the weekends, because if I get it done on the weekends, then I don't have to think about it through the days. I can just show up and do the teaching that I need to do. So I kind of get all that organization and preparation for all of my classes done on the weekends. I like to think that Monday is my day of freedom, that I can schedule anything I want when I want. Yesterday, I had a half-hour meeting, and I had a one-hour meeting. Those were the only scheduled meetings I had in my day. However, my day got filled up with demands from students, feedback from colleagues. Oh, yeah, I forgot I had a dissertation meeting. I need to get this dissertation read. I have a dissertation that I would set aside and said, since I only have two meetings, I'll read the other dissertation, you know, through Monday. Monday was supposed to be the cool cruise, do your own work kind of day. And it just got flooded with external demands, which is pretty typical for me. I've been trying to wrestle this for decades to figure out how to have a workflow. I think I have purchased every workflow app, focus app, those kinds of things that you can think of. And it still comes down to, are you going to get this stuff done today or not? So as things come in, I unfortunately have to work with Microsoft Outlook as my mail reader. I do like a couple of pieces of it. I can flag an email, which is nice, and I can also pin an email. So if it's things that I have to work through, I will go through my email a couple of times a day and make a decision. Okay, this can be deleted. This could be kept. This can be moved into a folder for information I might need later. Like if it's about an association meeting, I don't need it today. It's not going to help me today. Move it into the association folder. I'll go back and look at it when it's time for me to look at that and when I need it. And then a few of them get flagged. And I used to just flag them, but now I flag them and pin them. So I have this accordion of emails that are at the top of my email that expands and contracts depending on as I get things done. But that doesn't seem to be enough for me. I don't want to rely on my email because I have to program in all this other stuff. So I use a to-do app. And as I said, I've probably used every to-do app possible that is. And when a new one comes out, it's like, oh, goody, I can find another way not to get work done. But currently I'm using OmniFocus. It's a rather expensive app. I won't kid you about that. I bought into it a few generations ago when I saw somebody do a presentation on how to use it for workflow and productivity. I don't think I use its full capabilities, but they just came out with version 4. And I don't know there's much change from version 3 other than cosmetic. It's a good app. It's a solid app. But again, expensive. And I have paid for the upgrades as they come along and gotten the upgrades. But it does some interesting things. You can, first of all, it will pull in everything from your calendar. So when you look at today, you see all the appointments that you have and things that you have to do. And you program in your tasks and you can program in them in for today, tomorrow, whenever you think you're going to get to them. And sort of my goal at that point is to go through what I'm getting done today and try and get it done today. So get it off the list. You can put in dates for completion. You can put in the time of day. So if I'm not going to get to this to after class, then it's an 11 p.m. Time of day that I want to complete it by. So it has those kinds of capabilities that's really quite nice. The other thing that attracted to me, it's on all platforms or all devices, I should say, including a beta that's being done right now on the Apple Vision Pro. So I'm hoping to incorporate that device in the mornings to sort my day out using that version of OmniFocus on Apple Vision Pro to organize what my tasks are going to be for the day and then pick it up on my desktop or pick it up on my phone or whatever I'm going to use as a device at that point. So that's sort of my workflow. I've been doing that for a couple of weeks now. It seems to work, but I am also often moving things from do today to do tomorrow because sometimes life gets in the way.
It's funny because I was looking up OmniFocus as you were talking, and I want to read to you the first two sponsored results. Best OmniFocus alternative, and OmniFocus is expensive.
What is the best OmniFocus alternative?
It's a site, monday.com.
I know. Oh yeah, Monday. Okay.
But it made me chuckle. So I think I have a tendency to overestimate what I can get done in a day, and that hurts me some, you know, especially setting due dates. And like you said, life comes up. I have two young kids, and schedules being what they are, you know, things need to happen. I'm going to take a 2-hour drive to watch my daughter cheer South Pittsburgh today, and then 2 hours home, which will eat up, you know, 6 hours of my day that I hadn't intended on doing, because the girls' basketball team is in playoffs. So I like the flexibility of being able to move things around, and not a huge fan of the system in Outlook. So, you know, I used Todoist for a while and that was helpful. I am using a kind of flagging system and pinning system in the same way that you do. My email is very colorful. And for anybody that's used Outlook, otherwise it's not. So I do that, but I also keep a running list in Excel. I know, right? Everybody can groan and we'll move on. But I like Excel because it's something I've always been comfortable with. And I use that more for those side tasks, those things that aren't immediate that I know that I need to get done, or projects that I'm thinking about that I've kept listed. The contact stuff, the things that need replies that are email related, I keep within kind of the email system. I've kind of dropped off the app thing because I found that I look back and I've spent 3 hours planning work that I could have been working. And I think that's one of the things that comes up for me is just the, how do I not spend so much time tracking all of this, and that has led to the kind of tagging and due date system that I use primarily within Outlook, and using those tasks. I think what's interesting and kind of a useful feature that Outlook has done is this reminder. It'll look for things that should be tasks and will tell you, you know, does this need a reply? Does this need a follow-up? And in the new Outlook version, in the new Outlook version, it becomes highlighted for you a little bit more. So I've switched to the new Outlook just because it provides that easier kind of flag or notice. So my two buckets, I use the calendar a lot for grading due dates. When you teach online, generally you have a 1 week turnaround for graded items. So return those within 7 days. I usually put those things up front. The beginning of my week is usually a lot of grading. I save Thursday, Friday-ish for all those other tasks. There'll be meetings and things in between, but I kind of front load all my grading stuff, kind of like you do, Marty, on the weekends. But I do mine earlier in the week, and then later in the week, I have kind of those other tasks. Most people will leave Friday alone in the online space, knowing that's a pretty heavy grading day for anybody who needs to get stuff done by the end of the week. And the meetings are really heavy during the beginning of the week. So I work much longer days, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, usually, than I do Thursday and Friday, because those meetings are less.
Yeah, just the opposite, at least my experience is, everybody thinks you have Friday open. So let's schedule every committee, every association, every college meeting on a Friday. And it's, you know, we're all tired. We're all exhausted from the week. So things are hopping more on a Friday than they really should be in a terrestrial, traditional stone and brick and mortar kind of experience than an online experience. I dread grading. I think I've said that before. And so I don't want to find myself, although I have found myself in that situation that in the past where it's Wednesday, I've got a class at 4:30 and I'm still grading at 10 o'clock in the morning and might just make it in time for class to finish all the grading so I can hand back the exams or hand back whatever that time. So if I get something done on the weekend like that and I break it into parts of doing it, it's a personal moral victory for me to get my grading done that far ahead of time. I wind up throwing a lot of things in there that are repetitive. Like I have one task that I have that's called review emails. And I have that every day, and its due date is by 5 p.m. So sometime during the day, I've done that task. I've sat down and gone through the emails that I've achieved and made decisions as to whether they're flagged, pinned, thrown out, or moved. And I can check that off. You know, it comes up every day. Not that I would forget to do it, but it makes it a little bit more intentional. I also have stuff thrown in my calendar that has nothing to do with my work. You know, I use a CPAP for sleeping. My CPAP is funky. And so I threw in call the CPAP people today. So there's a lot of external things that come in that I can put on OmniFocus and other work areas. I also like to break them down into this. This is beginning to sound much more obsessive than I really am. I also like to break it down by project areas. So, you know, I have projects for things like associations that I'm working for, and then subfolders and then subprojects for those associations. I have a podcast, section. This has got its own little project entry area to remind me to edit these things and get them out. I have a grant I'm working on. It's not working now, so we're waiting for the fall. So that project area is there. And there are some projects, sub-projects in there that will eventually be filled in. And then I've got my classes under teaching as three separate project areas, so I can put information on that. And then a work and just one that's related to tech for the different podcasts and different groups I'm with around tech. I've organized it. It takes, you're right, you could spend all day and hours trying to get things into this, But once you get it set up, there's a lot more freedom of movement with it. So I like the idea of having that thoughtful way of organizing the work that I do and still winding up feeling guilty that I'm not getting everything done today that I thought I would get done today.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the biggest problems I have is just overestimating what I can get done in a day and not accounting enough for the unexpected. I think I've gotten better at it. I think as you start to track and you start to learn, you know, how long a particular task takes you specifically for those workload things that are kind of repetitive. That's helpful. And I use it a lot for personal items too, Marty, especially tasks that I don't want to get done. So I have something in my face telling me to do it, you know, call the optometrist. It's time for a new pair of glasses. You know, those types of things can be really helpful. There's a lot of motivational strategies around to-do lists. And I think having one is helpful. Although, you know, making sure it's not an added stress is part of it too. It's also been a good indicator for me of what I can take on and what I can't, when to say no.
Yeah. You know, I, when you say motivational, ironically this morning, I was teaching our doctoral students in college teaching, and we talked about technology and we talked about productivity apps that you can use as a teacher, instructor, faculty member. And I talked about to-do lists, and there's one called Todoist, which I use. It's dual platform, so it works Mac and PC, and it will show up. It'll sync to both of those platforms. So if you have different devices, you can use it on those different devices, and it'll all sync up. But it has this thing called karma points, which I thought is, you know, if you get three things done today, you get your karma points off your list. I have never been motivated by closing my rings or making 10,000 steps. That's just not a motivator for me. It's probably good that I don't gamble. Well, it doesn't matter because gambling is not a motivator for me. I'm not looking for some sort of virtual payoff from doing the work. If there is a motivational function about creating a list or doing a list, it escapes me. I do it so I don't feel like I have to keep everything up in my head and then have those moments of awareness like, oh, I was going to do that today. And at least if I'm not going to get it done, I'm aware that I'm not getting it done. Or I'm like, okay, so this has to move to tomorrow so I can get this done today. So. Yeah, I still years and years, and I think it's a personality part for me. I have a hard time always feeling like I am chasing to get stuff done. At the same time, people around me say, you get so much work done. How do you get this work done? And it's like, well, it's my own private hell that I'm dealing with.
I put myself in this position.
Yeah. So thank you for reinforcing that even further. So whatever it is, it seems to work. But it's not that sort of Zen feeling I hope I would get from doing it. I'm starting to read because someone suggested it at the last conference called The Slow Professor. It's a book out that talks about how higher education and higher academic systems really push us to keep doing stuff. And many of us feel this kind of frazzled experience from it. And it talks about, you know, how to slow down your who you are and your experience. So maybe that'll help with the Zen part of it for me. But I'll let you know when I finally get through that. I've got to put it on my list to get it done, though.
Yeah. I love the cover of that book. I just looked it up. It's a snail.
Yeah.
I might order that one in hardcover.
Yeah, I've got it on I've got it on audiobooks because I figure there's better chance of me listening to it in the car than there is me sitting in the front room reading it. So
yeah.
Anything else you want to share on this?
No. I mean, I love seeing things crossed off. I love a good self-pat on the back for what I've done and accomplished. I just don't love the guilt for when those those boxes don't get crossed off.
Yeah, I saw a guy give a talk, and he had a whole system set up. This was a Mac focused guy who has done Mac written Mac stuff for a long time. And he had this thing called, I think, like Mac Smarter, or like how to be more efficient with your workflow. And it simply was creating a list. I mean, and a physical list. And I started doing that at one point. And he said there's something about a physical list that's different than putting it on a file and forgetting about it. When that physical list is sitting at your desk, it keeps you on track in terms of what you want to do. So I don't, have any bad feelings about people who are going old school on it and writing lists to get things done, because I've had that experience of doing that, and it did. And it was funny because I passed the sheet on to a coworker, and she picked it up and started doing it. And she's like, "This is great." And I'm like, "Yeah, well, it's just creating a list."
As if it's a revelation, right?
I know. So how can listeners get involved? Well, if you've got a tech question, if you're trying to figure out how to do something with technology, or you have an idea to share, maybe you'd like to share what you use to get your workflow done. In fact, I'm very curious about that. I think I might bring it up on Circular Firing Squad and see what other people have to say. Email us at thepodtalknetwork@gmail.com or call and leave a message at 330-333-1240. And we'll play your question in the podcast and try and get an answer for you. Our bumper music is from Philip Gross, Rast, from the Free Music Archive. That's it for today's show. Thanks for subscribing to the Tech Savvy Professor podcast. Everything you need to know is at techsavvyprofessor.net. You can find us by searching Apple Podcasts for the Tech Savvy Professor. Look for us on Spotify, TuneIn, Google Play Music, and look for other shows like Circular Firing Squad at thepodtalk.net. Thanks for listening to the Tech Savvy Professor.